responsibilities and obligations. Some embrace them with a sense of duty, while others turn away from them, creating challenges and harm for others. We've seen frequently how many so-called parents turn away from ponying up the child support payments a court has ordered them to adhere to. These people really see no incentive because, unless they're found some way, shape, or form, there's no penalty for them, only their children and the family. The Trump administration released plans to add a significant incentive for these deadbeat parents to pay up. Here to review this plan and explain why it is a long overdue positive step is the Vice President of Federal Affairs with the Foundation for Government Accountability, Christina Rasmussen. How are you today, Christina?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And the website for the Foundation for Government Accountability is thefga.org, and we have a link over at our website. And we've seen it frequently, Christina. The local sheriffs usually every once a year or so will do these blanket efforts to track down deadbeat dads. It's costly. It's time-consuming. And you know, truth be told, a lot of these deadbeat parents opt for jail. That's how intent they are in getting out of paying what the court has ordered them to pay for. So what was it the Trump administration is planning now to, as I said, add a little extra incentive for everything to be played out fairly for everybody?
Well, you're right. Too few families right now are getting the child support that they deserve. And the cost of this is very real. It's lower incomes for families and kids, more poverty, more dependency. And we know right now that just 1 in 4 single-parent families on food stamps are receiving child support. And that's in part because in most places across the country, if you're on food stamps, you don't need to cooperate with the child support program or pay your payments in order to continue to receive food stamps. So what's being discussed right now by the White House, by the House of Representatives, and the Farm Bill they just passed is this idea that if you want to maintain access to the food stamp program as an adult, you need to cooperate with the child support system. So this is making your payment, fully participating, and it's a really strong incentive for people to fulfill the commitments they need to fulfill.
If I read the at least the early details of the plan, it's not just it's food stamps, it's welfare benefits, it's even access to any of the services offered by the unemployment office. I mean, if you want to be a deadbeat person, then you're going to be a total deadbeat because you're not going to have access to anything.
Yeah, I think it sends a really strong message that we need to support our children. And we know that child support is one of the best ways to help children rise up out of poverty. When we saw child support cooperation happen in a state like Kansas, good things happened really quick. You saw incomes of single-parent families increase by 40% within just 6 months. And 3,500 people came up and off of welfare because their incomes rose because child support payments were made. You know, these are real families and real kids who are stand to benefit from this kind of change. I think it's long overdue, and it's really encouraging to see the White House and the House of Representatives with their version of the Farm Bill take some good steps on this front.
And again, everything goes through, at least as it's initially being talked about. Even if you go to prison, that's not going to get you out of what you owe, although it was revealed rather quietly on his way out the door that Barack Obama indeed allowed payments to get lowered if someone did get sent to prison. A lot of people probably weren't aware of that.
Yeah, child support provides up to $5,700 in additional income to families on food stamps when they receive all that is owed to them. You know, think about what that money could mean to a monthly grocery budget or the ability to buy school clothes. You know, we're just a couple days away from school starting across the nation. You know, big picture, child support helps 1 million children escape poverty every year. And our government policies really should be designed towards helping kids get what they deserve. And, you know, we ran the numbers nationwide. If this policy were implemented, it's an additional $300 million you know, 2 kids every year. And just in New Jersey alone, we're talking about an extra $7.5 million every year that would get 2 kids. That could help a lot of families provide what they need.
So with Christina Rasmussen, who is the Vice President of Federal Affairs with the Foundation for Government Accountability, the FGA.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. On the flip side, Christina, it's also true that if because there's a deadbeat parent, that the spouse and the child or children are forced to go onto the social programs, that doesn't often turn into a safety net. That often turns into an unfortunate no options lifestyle, they stay on for quite a few years. It's tough to get off that situation without these payments coming through.
Yeah, and dependency really can be a trap, and it's tragic because, you know, the American dream is rising up and above. And it's really important to note with this policy that we're just talking about uncooperative parents who would be removed from food stamps if they don't cooperate. The children are never punished. They never lose access to benefits. But if you've got, you know, a dad who is non-custodial, who is able-bodied, refuses to work or to pay his share, you know, why should he continue to receive food stamps from taxpayers? It just doesn't make sense. So in terms of aligning incentives and making sure that we're all rowing in the right direction, I think this makes a lot of sense. And when you look at the polling, overwhelmingly this is supported, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, majorities across all groups think that this makes sense. So when you see that kind of alignment among the people, it would be nice if our policy leaders and elected officials would fall in line as well.
Yeah, I find it challenging to come up with an argument against this plan, especially when it's, you mentioned Kansas, it's been working in Florida, Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi as well. It's sad to say those are the very few states that have been proactive in the situation. And Wisconsin, too, I believe they've tried, but the state legislature in Wisconsin kind of watered down what Governor Walker wanted to do. So it's not having the full effect. And Christina mentioned New Jersey, which if this was to come to pass, that would mean $7.5 million going to families who are deserving. You want to go through some of the other states, for example, neighboring Pennsylvania, over $10 million. I'm surprised for a state that's relatively small, Georgia, 13.3, Illinois, 15.5. Of course, as you would expect, California, $33.1 million in Texas, not too far behind that at $32.3 million that would come to the families who are deserving and are owed this responsibility and the obligation because of choices that a certain parent wanted to make, and that was, you know, choices come with duty and responsibility, and they're ignoring the sense. I guess it's also true, Christina, that I mentioned how the sheriffs do the sweeps every so often, but these days with it's very easy to live under the grid, and it's tough to find some of these people.
The food stamps program, in terms of administration and compliance, you know, this is a federal program run by the states. There's a lot of tracking involved with regards to, you know, who's getting what money when and where. And there are case workers, you know, employed by the government to manage these cases. So in terms of the administrative bureaucrats talking to one another, you know, this isn't one of those crazy how are we going to do it ideas. It's already being done in the states. And so a little bit of communication really can go a long way, what we've seen in these states who've tried it. And the other good thing about this policy is that this isn't just one of those kind of random ideas. It's actually moving in legislation that has passed the U.S. House of Representatives this summer. So if the Senate goes along with what the House is thinking about in the Farm Bill where the reform is contained, you know, this could be reality by the end of the year. So in terms of actually seeing change out of our government, whether this comes through administrative regulations or through a law change, you know, this is something that could happen. We just need to help put it over the finish line.
And we'll certainly streamline the efforts, given that we unfortunately have some states who don't see this as a priority, or they've tried and they struck out at the pitches way too often. So a federal law would indeed make this a lot better, a lot faster for the children, the families who deserve a lot more than what they've been getting from people who have these responsibilities and obligations. Learn more about this issue and the work at the Foundation for Government Accountability. The FGA.org is their website. We've been joined by their Vice President of Federal Affairs, Christina Rasmussen. Christina, thanks so much for alerting us to this potential positive for families in need, and thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much.